Traditional Lakota singers offer an honoring song as 100 Native women and guests gather at Black Hills State University to acknowledge World War II veteran Millie Rexroad. The 98-year-old Oglala Sioux tribal member was one of 1,074 Women's Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, who served in the Army Air Force. They didn't go into combat, but they did pull targets for anti-aircraft batteries to practice on. WASPs also ferried planes and personnel. Georgia Pedro is president of the North American Indian Women's Association. Pedro describes Millie Rexroad as a very loving, caring person with a wonderful sense of humor. But in her role as a U.S. Army Air Force pilot, Pedro says Millie carried on the Native American tradition of women warriors.
Just think, too, women of her, you know, her time in the 1940s is just outstanding. That she was just a brave person, just underneath, with not even thinking, I can't do something because I'm a woman. But she, to me, is just one of a strong warrior, a strong woman warrior, without even being there to receive accolades for it.
Millie Rexroad is a past member and New Mexico chapter president of the North American Indian Women's Association. Although Millie wasn't able to attend her honoring ceremony, women from the group traveled to Millie's South Dakota home to present her with an afghan and a carved statue of a traditional Lakota woman. Marcella LeBeau is a Lakota elder from the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation. She was an Army nurse during World War II at Normandy and the Battle of the Bulge and has known Millie Rexroad for years.
She is such a delightful, intelligent, and awesome lady. I just worship her.
Marcella LeBeau considers Millie Rexroad's service as an Air Force pilot as one of the greatest accomplishments for Lakota women. LeBeau also sees Millie as a role model for Native women of all ages. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.